Well, we need to look at, first and foremost, why Eamon O'Beale was arrested. We need to look at why, after 30-plus years, we need to look at why the arrest happened. We need to look at the legacy bill that is going through Westminster at the moment. And it's very clear that this arrest was made very public and nearly made a showcase of, where the British government has decided that they wanted to send a very strong message. This is a situation where a man who has lived, reared family in Donegal, continued what is hard work in life, and the British government now feels that it's okay to try to target yet another innocent victim.
With your concern being partly that this is being brought up from 30 years ago, some would argue that if Mr. O'Boyle did indeed commit the acts he's accused of, there is a necessity to carry out justice upon that. And if there was a criminal offence carried out, then there are legal repercussions to follow from that, no matter the time period or if the case had been dropped in prior years. What would your response to that be?
Look, it's very, very clear for me that Eamon O'Boyle here is just another, yet another victim.